Lieberman is a Boston area organizer for Medical Aid for Indochina, a group raising money for medical needs in North Vietnam. He recently returned from Hanoi. Bill was part of a delegation of four Americans visiting North Vietnam. The following excerpts from his diary are the second part of a three-part series on the rest of the news.
As we toured bomb damage in Haiphong early the next morning, two things became clear. One was that the civilian population is highly mobilized to combat the bombing, and two is that the target of the bombing is the civilian population itself and not the supply lines. We were taken through the harbor very quickly, but we were able to see small wooden boats moving in and out, and the handling of massive amounts of cargo in huge wooden crates, which were stacked all along the harbor. On the night of April 16, 1972, at 2 a.m., the American bombers came to Haiphong. They bombed a half dozen housing projects in addition to a few targets around the harbor. The bombers returned at 10 a.m. the next morning and again at 4 p.m. In each of the three raids, they hit the same targets, primarily residential areas in the city. At 10 a.m., the second raid, they also hit several of the hospitals. We visited the Vietnamese Czechoslovakian Friendship Hospital and saw there that the operating room and the surgical ward had been struck by rocket and fragmentation bombs.
We would often check on the 7th Air Force target list, and we would see that they would be downtown Hanoi, downtown Haiphong, there was not a major city in North Vietnam that was exempt.
We met one boy in the hospital who had been struck by a bomb while sleeping at his home at 2 a.m., and then hit again while on the operating table in the hospital at 10 a.m. The bombing of Haiphong under Nixon is significantly different and more serious than it was under Johnson, because residential areas and civilian targets are no longer hit in a random fashion, but systematically. The same targets are hit repeatedly on the same day, so that people, after the first attack, who return to recover their belongings from the wreckage of their homes, are struck again. And then, as in on April 16th, again a second time. The cities themselves, like Haiphong, are taken apart neighborhood by neighborhood. It is the same targets being hit several times on one day or over the course of 2 or 3 days. And then a week later or 2 weeks later, the bombers return to hit an entirely different set of targets, again repeatedly. The policy seems to be one of terrorizing the civilian population. However, we saw no evidence of that policy working. People in Haiphong, as well as in Nam Dinh and Hanoi, the other cities we visited, were determined to resist the escalation of bombing at any cost.
Free of outside interference. Free of outside interference. Free.
This is the Voice of Vietnam, broadcasting from Hanoi, capital of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam.
May 23rd, 10:30 a.m. We left Haiphong at 6 a.m. in our three-car caravan with cameras and army helmets dangling for the 10-kilometer ride to the village of Phuc Loc. On the way, we drove past many children riding on the backs of water buffalo, who they were taking out to graze. One little girl read from her perch. A boy lay back flat in the sun with hands behind his head. We drove across the wide, flat area of the Red River Delta, past long, straight canals and numberless rice paddies. The village was in the middle of it, absolutely agricultural, and no economic or military targets of any significance within miles. It was small and primitive, thatched roof adobe huts, a village threshing floor full of rice, dirt roads, and so on. Slightly over 300 families lived there, about 1,000 souls, organized into a cooperative. On the morning of April 16th, at 2:30 a.m., it was carpet bombed by B-52s. Some of the people had heard bombs falling 15 minutes earlier in the direction of Haiphong. Others did not. Few of those who heard the bombs sought shelter. Who would have imagined that the Americans 7 miles above would want to destroy them? Phuc Loc is a square kilometer in area. The bomb pattern was rectangular.